From the moment you are born, there are voices telling you what is and what is not, what is true and what are lies, defining the parameters of the real world. What they don't tell you, because they couldn't possibly tell you, is that the world that they have defined and described to you is entirely limited by the scope of their vision, due to them believing in the world as it was defined and described to them from the moment they were born. This self-perpetuating, never-ending limit on thought and actions can only end if you free your mind. You can break from these constraints on the scope of your vision only by realizing those limits that have been presented to you do not apply to you. They are not real. Those concepts make people feel comfortable by giving them thought boundaries. This is the Free Your Mind Show with Moose Girl and Grimnir. Sit back and listen and see your way beyond the world as it has been defined. Oh yeah, folks, how's that for an intro, huh? that's just a rough draft. I'll be building a new one there with a little different, but basically the same wording. So yeah. Anyway, this is a brand new show here. It's called Free Your Mind, and it is with myself, Grimnir, and the lovely Miss Moose Girl, and we're going to be talking about, well, I don't really know what we're going to be talking about, but we're going to be talking about stuff, and hopefully it'll connect with y'all in one way or another, some manner out there. So anyway, we're live right here on reallibertymedia.com and rlmradio.xyz on this Wednesday, February 24th, 2021. Oh, February 24th, it's my half birthday. 6 months. Yeah, 6 months since the last, 6 months till the next. My idea, my concept here, try and take what you've been instructed on throughout your life and or what you're instructed on daily by those that pump information out towards you, trying to get you to believe in their way of thinking of things. And breaking it down so that you realize that that's all nonsense. You don't have to think the way they tell you to think. You don't have to believe the way they tell you to believe. And
right.
to help Moose Girl understand what's going on out there in the world today. Because we are constantly bombarded by nonsense and saying, you must believe this. We are the authority, and we are telling you this is what's true and what's real. And if you disagree with us, we will do bad things to you.
Right.
So, what's going on, Miss Moose?
You know, not a whole lot.
Yeah?
Just sitting here.
All right. And we don't really have any
plan for the show today.
Yeah, it's just kind of an intro show. Try and show you where we're coming from, or at least where I'm coming from. I don't know if Moose is coming from the same spot I am, because, well, I may think a little differently than she does.
Right. Well, that's goes for everybody, right?
Yeah, well, right, absolutely. Talking about stuff like from your, you know, first days of preschool or kindergarten or elementary school, to, I don't know where people started at.
Right.
There was no preschool when I was a kid.
Do preschool.
Yeah, and so kindergarten was my first day of indoctrination when I was still four. that point in time.
I was five.
I might have just turned five. Yeah, because I turned mm-hmm. five in August of 65. So if I started in September, I think it was 65. So yeah, I would have mm-hmm. just turned five. I've been 5 years old. But immediately they start teaching you or trying to train your brain to think in a way that is acceptable to the general society.
Right. Well, it's one of the first things that popped out for me was the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right. And I don't
know. They teach you that in kindergarten.
Yeah, they may have done that, but yeah.
They do. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, but you know, they try to teach you, you know, you got to be part of the group, part of the class. Everybody's going to work in teams or whatever.
The problem with education is they lump everybody in the same group. They just put everyone together. You know, here you go. Not everyone learns the same, but we're going to teach you guys the way we teach. And too bad if it doesn't work for you.
Right. And in those early years, in your early years of life, like mm-hmm. in kindergarten, they tell you, okay, this is the Pledge of Allegiance. You are pledging your allegiance.
Right. And at that point, you don't even know what that word means.
Yeah, you don't know what pledge means. You don't know what allegiance means.
You don't know
what
allegiance. You don't know none of that. You just know there's this flag there that you're supposed to respect and put your hand over your heart.
Right. So so at that point, that is the full-on indoctrination beginnings.
Right.
Other than what your parents gave you in your first 4 or 5 years.
Right.
And they do. Your parents did give you plenty of indoctrination.
Yes.
Without realizing it, thinking.
Yeah, not even thinking about it. Just
doing
the best they can raising a kid.
They were telling you what they were taught.
They were indoctrinated too.
Right, absolutely. yeah, I don't know if planking and thinking are the same, Cowboy Tech, but. Plinking's a little more free mind kind of stuff, because you're out there shooting at cans or whatever with your little 22 or BB gun or whatever you're plinking with. So that's a little different. yeah. So anyway, kindergarten school. Mm-hmm. You know, they start teaching your alphabet if you didn't already learn that before going there. Of course, I could already,
yep.
I was already reading books at, 3 and 4 years old. So for me, it was a little different than some of the kids there. That
we had books at home.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, a lot of the kids in the kindergarten there, they did not. Or, I don't know whether they had them or just didn't read them. Or,
mm-hmm.
They were watching their... I don't even know what shows were on television at that point in time. They didn't, and there was no Sesame Street back then. I don't even know when Sesame Street started, but
68, I think.
All right, so I was already into like third grade.
Right.
I was already into third grade at that point, and I had no interest in that stuff. Oh yeah, we had the World Books there too.
Oh, we had the encyclopedias.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure. But,
I don't know what kind they were, but we had some.
Yeah, yeah. And, for me, there was like a book of Edgar Allan Poe stories that I was reading at 4 years old.
Wow.
which, may have distorted my mind a little bit.
See, back then, you were probably the gifted one, and, they didn't do anything different for them, those kids either back then.
No, not until I got into fourth grade, and then they put me into a fourth, fifth.
Advanced,
more
of an advanced thing, yep.
Yeah, the fourth, fifth kind of thing. Because all the stuff was so easy, for me. Anyway.
Yeah.
The math and the English and all that crap. History I never excelled at because I just didn't really care. the history teachers were really boring. In elementary school, I think it was one teacher throughout the day.
Yeah, yeah.
So, well, was it or not? Yeah, it was. And then in the junior high, then we got the really boring history teachers, really dry stuff.
Oh God, yeah, but, I remember.
But then there was also the science class, which was cool, and I learned a lot in there. I do remember some of the nonsense that came out of some of those teachers, though.
Oh God.
Especially the history teachers.
Right.
And they're, you know, speaking in monotones, voices,
yeah,
for an hour, and it's like, it just put me to sleep. I remember, like, the science teacher getting on certain topics that really had nothing to do with the subject matter that was being taught. This one guy I had, he'd write a number on the board with, like, you know, like 20,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
And he'd pick somebody in the class and say, okay, read that number. Read the digits of that number. And the guy would say, 2000. And he's like, oh, are you in pain? Do I have to come fix you?
Well, I understand that, because it's not an O, it's a zero.
Exactly, and that was his point. But that stuck with me till this day. That it's a zero, it's not an O. And so when I hear people, you know, talking wherever, and they
the numbers,
and they say oh, and I'm like, oh, not that again.
No.
that's one little piece of
right.
You know, whether you call that indoctrination or just straight education there, that did stick with me. And certain little things.
I was lucky because my dad read a lot, and I read a lot, so. By the time I was in sixth grade,
yeah,
I had a college-level vocabulary.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a
so,
decent...
So, I mean, I was lucky in that regard, you know.
Yeah, I have a decent vocabulary. I'm not really sure why, other than just from reading, you know.
Reading really does help.
Yeah.
Build those skills, yeah.
And nowadays, you know, most of the people coming up, the youngsters...
Mm-hmm.
They have an attention span of like 12 seconds.
Yeah.
And so getting them to actually read something
right.
is impossible.
I mean,
you know, you got to give them little quick little blips of.
Snapchat is one of the worst things ever. I mean, or Instagram.
Right, well,
I mean, constant phone. It's like, really? You guys are insane.
I don't use either.
I'll be riding with Zach somewhere or something, and he's on his phone every 10 seconds. Like you said, he's clicking something. He's taking a Snapchat, or his friends are sending him one. It's like, what the hell?
Is that actual chat, or is that...
No, it's like photos.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't have Snapchat. I don't use it.
Yeah, I don't have Instagram
or
Snapchat.
It's really, it's crazy.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when you see a lot of the youngsters believing in the stuff coming
mm-hmm.
out across the clap or you know, from whatever source, social media,
mm-hmm.
and they can't really dig into the core of what's behind it, of what they've been told or
right.
taught, to break it down and to understanding that what they've been given is just a tiny little portion in order to get them to think in a certain way rather than being able to critically think
right.
as to what they've been told is not correct.
Right.
I mean, you could give anybody a little blip from a story and say, well, this is the way this is the way it was reported.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you hear. If you listen to like your local news station or
mm-hmm.
any of the cable news people, they'll give you like a little headline, and basically
mm-hmm.
that's what they're telling you the story is. And if you read
yep.
down, if you read down through the story and break down what they're saying, and they'll say this is, you know, comes from X authority, whatever that may be, whether it's the Fraudchi or the CDC itself or government idiots that want to, you know, drive you towards their agenda, because if you take their piece of information and just looks at, even with these little teeny bits, you know, you could still use that and figure out that their information is bad information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, I did the best I could with my kids to try to combat that indoctrination shit. I mean,
I
would
know.
Just straight up say, no, your teacher's wrong. You know what I mean? I mean, they're lying to you. They're wrong, you know?
Now,
it's like, whatever, you know?
Are your boys considered millennials?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I guess so.
I mean, they were born on, what, 2000, 2001?
Yep, 2000.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the millennium, right? So,
I guess.
I don't know what the generation's
going. I don't put too much credence in those freaking labels. It's like, screw all that baby boomer and all this crap.
Okay, boomer.
Yeah, you know, screw all that. It's like, whatever. Fuck off with your labels.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, this not only applies to all of the information that you were given as you were growing up, as you were learning things,
mm-hmm.
but to all the information that you get today. If you look at
yeah.
the, you know, various stories over on whatever, if you use any of the social medias, I use the Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Twitter. Even though it's got some, you know, very horrible aspects
to it. And
they
did their censoring and all that shit. I'm well aware of that.
Right.
But it's still pretty viable.
Yeah, no, I get a lot of information off there.
Yeah, me too.
But
if there's breaking news or something, the first place I go is Twitter. Hello?
Yeah.
I thought you answered the phone or something.
No, I did not. I let it go through.
Okay. Yeah, I let it ring usually, too.
Don't
they know you're broadcasting right now?
Yeah, what's wrong with them?
What the hell? Anyway, I just did the best. Like, for me, like, I said this a lot of times when I started taking my kids to music festivals and hanging around certain types of groups of people and showing them a different perspective than what they were being taught. And they learned more in one weekend at a music festival at Harmony Park than they did in 1 year of school.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's how they learned the best.
Exactly.
And the way that we teach, the public schools teach the kids, or even the private schools, it's so... I don't know what the word is for it, but it like you said, it doesn't encourage critical thinking at all. It encourages just believe what we're telling you. This is the way it is, and don't question anything. Just do what we say.
Right.
And don't question us. You know, it's like screw you.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, if you're not allowed to question the information that you're given. And
mm-hmm.
and that's why they kicked me out of Sunday school, because they would start telling, you know, it was like the first
mm-hmm.
the first day too, the first day.
Yeah,
I've
been there.
I was in there. They told my mom at the end, we don't want him back here.
Yeah.
Because
that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, no, you know, they start giving you this information out of the Bible, and it's like.
Yeah.
And it's like I start asking questions about it. And it's like, no. No, no, no. This is the information. This is what you will believe. And I'm
mm-hmm.
like, no, I don't think so. That don't sound right at all. And your information.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, your information is self-contradicting. It doesn't make any sense.
No,
I was immediately not allowed back there.
that was probably a good thing.
Yeah, I guess you're just supposed to sit there. I mean, that's the way. Sit there and take in the information and just accept it. And I could never do that.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, in certain classes in school, in elementary or junior high, whatever, they're teaching you math, okay? Math was math. And I still believe to this day that there's really no actual truth out there given to you other than the math. Of course, now they're even manipulating the math.
Yeah, oh, God. I remember when they started doing that Common Core or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? This
right.
is absolutely... it's bullshit. It makes no freaking sense.
No, it does not.
It's like, what? Oh, my God. What's the date today?
The 24th.
Okay, 24th.
Of February.
Oh, okay.
2021.
All right. Great. Anyway, I mean, I got to a point where I knew they were lying to me about pretty much about everything.
Right.
And that helps a lot because then you know, you can see right through it. Their stories and all their crap. You can see right through it.
Yeah.
If you know how to do it. But like you said, they're not, they don't teach critical thinking. They don't want you to critically think.
No, they just want you to accept what they're giving you.
Right.
And that's such a weird thing.
It is. It's really... And it, the bizarre thing for me, one of them, is with this whole 2020 and the COVID, how people just bought right into it.
Right.
I'm like, yeah.
You know, the masses just totally accepted the lockdowns, and they totally accepted the masks. And they believed the initial, oh, just 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And the,
right.
the curve was supposed to only be so you didn't overwhelm the medical system.
Right.
Okay.
It
well,
was a bunch of crap.
And then we started seeing all these pictures and videos of the medical systems were basically unused because they were only going to use them for the corona nonsense.
They brought those ships into New York Harbor. They put that big old frickin' field hospital in and up there in New York.
Right, and nobody used it.
No one used it.
Yeah, and then come out the videos of these a bunch of nurses dancing up and down these vacant halls.
Doing TikTok videos. TikTok. Oh, my God. That's as bad as Snapchat.
Because
I'm sorry, but TikTok is for teenagers. If you're over 20 and you're using TikTok, I don't know what to tell you, dude. I really don't.
Yeah, I never used it.
But I
occasionally see a TikTok video on the Twitter timeline.
Yeah.
But I've never been to their site. I don't know. So anyway, people still buy it. You see them lining up. You see them lining up for this vaccination, which is not a vaccination.
No, it is not.
It's an experimental thing.
mRNA.
Yeah, and people are just readily agreeing, begging to be part of this experiment because it's an experimental, what they call vaccination. Of course, it's not.
It's not a vaccine.
Yeah, and it is totally experimental. Because they don't know the effects it's going to have.
They do not know the long-term effects of what they're putting into people. No, they do not.
Yeah, it's wild.
They know, though, it's not good.
Oh, absolutely.
They know that it could do a lot of damage. They, you know, we are being, anybody that gets that shot, you're a guinea pig.
And a lot of the damage that they're hoping for, because
sterilization, all kinds of neurological problems, just like with the Gardasil. And they're doing the Gardasil. They want anyone under the age of 45 to get the Gardasil shot now.
45, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
Where they came up with that number, I don't know. But
well, where did they come up with any of their numbers?
I don't know.
I
think there should be an IQ test to be called an adult. Or something. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
here's the thing about there's more kinds of there's more than one form of intelligence.
Yeah, and here's the thing about IQ tests. Who created the test?
Who made the test? Exactly.
What's it based on?
They're probably a freaking idiot.
Yeah. Well, what's it based on?
any test really is bullshit. That's how they judge you in school is by your grades, right?
By your grades, right. Yeah, sure.
Yep.
I mean, and that's...
You take this test, and that will determine how smart you are.
Which it doesn't. It determines.
No, it doesn't.
It determines how well you accepted the indoctrination.
You absorbed the information and retained it. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, okay, we told you this is the truth here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, you know, write something down on the test that doesn't agree with what we told you, whether your information is more accurate and correct than ours,
right.
doesn't matter. You,
no.
You need to answer the way that we told you to answer.
Or you're wrong.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it's so ass backwards. You know.
It absolutely is.
I mean, and for some people, you know, everyone learns differently, but for some people, they can absorb the information and retain it faster or something. I don't know.
Sure, yeah. I mean, some people are really good at taking tests. Which, I mean, I was pretty good at taking tests, too, when I did them. I mean, I always got really good grades in school right up until I quit in the middle of the 11th grade. I was always A's and B's all the time. And I didn't quit for any academic reasons or anything like that. I quit because, home life, my family life was poor, and I decided to get the hell out of there. Which at the very beginning, after quitting, before quitting, I had already moved out of my parents' house when I was 16. And I still continued for a couple of months in school. But I couldn't do it. I had to make money.
If you're on your own, yeah.
Like I said. So when I moved out of my parents' house, there was this realization, of course, something they never taught you in school, that mm-hmm. once you get out there on your own,
yep.
people want money for stuff.
Yeah, they do.
and so that was like, oh, okay, well, I could make money. I know how to do jobs.
You know how to read and write, fill out a job application.
Yeah, and you know, it was, of course, you know, low end jobs when you're 16. You don't get much of a job.
Oh yeah, fast food or whatever.
I did various other things. I did work in a pizza place for a while there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I worked at Pizza Hut.
Bussing tables and crap like that, and. Then I worked at...
Exciting.
Oh, yeah. then I worked at... I forget the name of the place. Some place down at the beach where my job... it was a Sizzler. It was right on the beach.
Sizzler? Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah. But my job there was to keep people from parking there that were not going in the restaurant.
Ah, okay.
And I mean, at 16, I was already, you know... pretty big, strong guy. So if I approached somebody, you know, in the parking lot that was going over to the catamaran store, or going down to the beach, or going to 7-Eleven, they pretty much, people just, you know, oh, okay. they didn't try and intimidate me. Oh, I'm going to park here no matter what you say. They pretty much left. But that was a great job for me at that age.
Mm-hmm.
I could make good money. My friends would come down and get me high, you know. And for whatever reason, even at that age, I was able to walk into the 7-Eleven and buy beer.
Okay.
And they never questioned me or carded me or nothing like that.
Yeah.
And I think the drinking age was already 21 in California at that point, which I know it wasn't everywhere else.
Right.
Like Wisconsin, it was 18, right?
Yeah, for a long time.
Yeah. Anyway, but whatever. So people would, you know, come up, hey man, can you get me some beer? I'm like, yeah, sure.
Oh, some of the liquor stores they'd sell to us. They knew we were underage.
Oh yeah, and maybe you know, it's possible
they still did it.
It's possible they knew, or they just didn't give a crap.
They didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
They're just like, whatever.
Yeah. So, exactly.
And we weren't buying expensive stuff. We were buying the cheapest beer you could get, just about.
Yeah. The swag.
Yeah, swaying. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Nasty.
Anyway, so you learn things immediately.
Yeah.
Once you're away from the family and out there on your own, you learn a whole different set of information than you've been given your entire life about how things work in this world. And you begin to understand that a lot of the stuff you were told is plain wrong.
Yeah.
Just plain wrong. And at that point, you do have to do critical thinking on your own. And if you're not, you know, geared for it, if your mind is not geared for that, if your mind is always wants somebody to be your leader or tell you what to do and your instructor
right.
in some way or not, then you're probably going to flop and fall on your ass and crawl back to your mummy.
Yep.
Which a lot of people do, I think, on their first trip out of their parents' home. Whether that's at, like me, 16, or later on, 18, when they become an adult, which is just based on who knows what, that 18's an adult, or others that stay with their parents a longer time and keep on, you know, thinking that this is the way the world's supposed to be. My parents are always supposed to take care of me, which is not the case for those of you out there.
It's not.
if you're a youngster out there and you're listening to this and you think, oh, no, my parents will keep me here until they die and I'll just take over their house. That's wrong. You're never going to learn anything in that way. You'll learn things, but not what you need to. I think Cowboy Tex asked you who here is a dolt, but I think we have some dolts, which is a little different.
Yes.
Oh man. Anyway, like I said, we didn't really have any stories or anything lined up that I could go through and break down for you here today, and I haven't really been saving anything in my read it later reading
mm-hmm.
list kind of deal. as I look at this in my reading list here, I see things that are not related at all. They're more personal items. How long should you bake a chicken? The Pie Network. I could look at one and see what we got here on the COVID cult, which on Zero Hedge, sometimes on Zero Hedge, oh, it's not actually on Zero Hedge. It's on AIER, the American Institute of Economic Research, some of these good alternative sites, they do try to break down the information as best they can.
Yeah.
And those are well received and well accepted, although not all of the authors, depending on which site, whether it's Zero Hedge, AIER, Activist Post, InfoWars. Sometimes some of their authors are still kind of stuck in the mindset of government's good, we need government. Without really understanding why, but they all believe somehow from their indoctrination that without government, everything would just go to hell in a handbasket.
Right.
Which, if you look around at the world right now, we're pretty much going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, pretty much.
But at least we're enjoying the ride.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but the plan is going forward, moving forward. And by the way, it's very highly possible that we won't be doing it at this time of day moving forward.
Right.
Which I'm fine at this time. I like this time of day for doing a show.
It does not really work for me.
My lovely co-host. It doesn't really work for her.
Right. Sorry, man.
The moose is more of a evening person. I am,
definitely.
And I'm not so much, but that's all right. I get involved in other things in the afternoon and evening, and but that's okay. I can adjust to that.
Yeah.
We
can do that because we can do that.
yeah, you know, and Freakers, by the way, this show is not intended as a replacement for the Freakers Ball.
No.
You can't replace Freakers. Freakers was
a
one-of-a-kind thing it was a special place and time, and it existed for a long time. And I hope that this show achieves the longevity of Freakers and the followership that Freakers had. You know, we had a lot of fun on Freakers, and I hope we have a lot of fun on this because, you know, breaking down these boundaries. On the Real Liberty Media chat, most of the people here have broken through those barriers to a degree or not, one degree or another. Some of them are totally broken through and have freed their minds. Some of y'all, not so much. And I'm not going to name names because I really don't know. And that would be wrong.
Yeah.
Of me to do. But hopefully if you listen to this show, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know how long all of you have been around, but back in the day, I used to do a show every day, Monday through Friday, called the RLM News. It was just me on here talking about news stories for an hour. I think it started with 2 hours and I cut it back to an hour. But either way, on that show, I would break down the information, the falsity of the, is that a word, falsity? the misinformation in the information you were being given as I read through the stories. And it cracked me up. They always crack me up in the things that they say, especially the CLAP outlets, which, for those of you not familiar, the CLAP is the corporate lame-ass propaganda. Which is what most people call the mainstream media. But as I have pointed out on several previous occasions, they are not mainstream and they are not media. They are propagandists. And they are getting their information, those outlets, the CNNs and Fox News and MSNBCs and ABCs, CBSs, whatever, all of them big corporate news outlets, they're getting their information from people that own and run them, people that you never find out who they are. But it becomes so obvious now because whatever story is coming out on the conservative channel is the exact same story that's coming out on the liberal channel. And they may change a few little wordings, but they're trying to push the exact same propaganda at you. So
gives me a headache sometimes.
Oh, it's crazy! It's crazy.
Yeah, it's just sometimes I'm like, whatever.
Okay, so I don't remember reading the story, although it was only a few days ago it came out. So. Here it is, on AIER.org, the Zero COVID Movement, cult dressed as science.
Oh, God.
Which is what it is, which is absolutely what it is.
Yeah.
They have an image here, a bunch of guys in hoods, and you know, those hooded, hooded robes kind of things, like a monk or something like that. Anyway, it says, this past year has given rise to some strange and novel methods of disease containment, including lockdowns and mask mandates. It is unsurprising that the natural next step in this progression has been the development of a movement known as Zero COVID. It's growing influence, perhaps predictable, given that for nearly a year we have been inundated by the views of so-called experts speaking to legitimize their myopic worldview that public health is determined solely by prevention of COVID-19. Rather than acknowledge to a weary public that their approach has been a failure, they are doubling down and attempting to save their reputations by claiming that the problem is not that lockdowns do not work, but that they have not gone far enough. this is apparently
what?
That's what they want you to believe.
Oh my God!
If you listen to Fraji, he says, you know,
yeah, even if you're vaccinated, you can't go anywhere. Okay, right here.
And you'll be wearing masks well into 2022. And,
right, that's what he's saying.
And you'll be social distancing well into 2022.
Right.
Of course, when it gets to 2022, he'll say 2023, and then he'll move on from there. So what is it you got?
I got this. It's from the DC Patriot. From today, Wednesday, February 24th, 2021, Dr. Fauci says, even though with vaccination, you should avoid theaters and indoor dining. Wait, what? Anyway, Dr. Fauci has changed his mind about the coronavirus more times than a dating contestant on the show The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. See what we did there? That way we didn't leave out a gender.
Wait. There's 37 other genders to pick from.
Right. Now Fauci is saying that even with the vaccination, you should still avoid theaters and indoor dining. Then what the blue hell is the point of getting vaccinated? Right?
Right, Ed. And they say even with the vaccination, you can still spread the disease.
Yeah, it's a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were talking about it. And then I got this other one here.
All right, well, pop me these links if you can.
Yeah, the Biden administration sending 25 million masks to community centers, food pantries, in a bid to help the poor. The White House announced Wednesday that the Biden administration would deliver more than 25 million cloth masks to communities around the country in an effort to provide protection from the coronavirus to low-income Americans. The masks will be available starting in March at more than 1,300 community health centers and 60,000 food pantries and soup kitchens. The free masks will be available in children and adult sizes and can be washed for reuse.
Right. That's what they're telling you. That's what they're telling you. And where's that link? All right.
I'll get you that. In a second.
All right.
Anyway, it's like, okay.
And now.
They just want to keep this thing going.
Sure. And if you go through this article and question it and then try and post that information somewhere on one of these social media sites, which have now been instructed, which they were doing anyway, but now been instructed that anybody that disagrees with the establishment agenda, the establishment word, will be immediately shut down and minimalized and, what do they call it, canceled. Because it's a cancel culture, don't you know?
Right.
And they will dismiss you in every way they could possibly do. So now we have plenty of studies to the opposite, to the opposing, but you can't find them on your social media sites because they won't allow opposing opinions up there.
Right.
Now, I don't know how well the Biden said he was going to do 100 million vaccinations in his first 100 days.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know how well that's going for him or not. they weasel the words right into the sentences. We'll deliver more than 25 million cloth masks to communities around the country in an effort to provide protection from the corona bologna.
Right.
Of course, like I said, there's plenty of studies that show you they don't work. These masks do nothing as far as preventing a virus.
Keep talking, Grandma. I got to deal with Jackson just real quick.
All right. Going on here... He says, who says? the White House says, I guess. Not all Americans are wearing masks regularly. Yeah, I wear it irregularly. I put it on top of my head. Not all Americans have access. Not all masks are equal. Of course, at the beginning, if you remember a lot of this from the beginning, they said, just go ahead and, make one yourself at home there. Just take a piece of cloth, strap it over your face. It don't matter what it is, as long as you look like, one of the American sheeple out there, then you're good to go. You're just fine. As long as you got something over your face, it don't matter. Anyway, he goes on to say, and that was somebody, Jeffrey Zients. All right. And it says, with this action, we are helping to level the playing field, giving vulnerable populations quality, well-fitting masks.
Right.
Which, whether or not they're actually quality or well-fitting masks, doesn't make a difference if they don't work anyway.
Right.
So, then comes this big statement of theirs. Studies have shown that face masks greatly reduce the spread of COVID-19. No, they haven't. That's a lie. And the Centers for Disease Control, the liars at the CDC, recently said that double masking can provide even more protection.
Oh.
And triple masking and quadruple masking.
Right. Oh, whatever.
Put 10 masks on your face. But since the first mask ain't working, then greatly reducing zero. Wait, what? Anyway, so this guy said the masks are going to cost $86 million. Were American made, I'm sure that's highly important, would not have an impact on the supply for healthcare workers. Yeah, because they're just chunks of cloth that you're strapping across
right.
your face. Anyway,
it doesn't work. It's so dumb.
But they word it, weasel the words right into there.
Right.
These
protection
things, these
for
things
your own
work.
Good.
We had a study that said these things work, and the study was by the experts, the authorities, those at Johns Hopkins University, which are they're behind pretty much the whole corona nonsense, or well integrated with it, if not directly behind it. They're being paid well to pump out false information for you to buy and believe in. Anyway, so. We'll get for the next show for next week
mm-hmm.
probably at what show? What time should it be?
Seven.
Seven
I
where?
Think.
Seven where? Seven Eastern.
sure.
All right, so we'll probably be moving the show to 7 Eastern.
7 or 8, we'll figure it out.
7 Eastern next week, maybe 8, we'll see. We'll let you know in the chat there.
Yeah.
Or on the schedule or on the various other places we do this. 6.
Okay.
I've said he goes to bed at 8. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, this could be your, like, bedtime story show.
Yeah.
And so when we do that, this is basically just a kind of intro to where we are, what we think, where I am trying to take it versus, Moose Girl may want to be taking a different direction than I take it.
We'll figure it out.
See, Vinny, don't be telling us that. Tell Donna. that's personal information we don't need here. Oh, TMI, dude. people still say that? Is TMI still a thing?
Yeah,
okay.
They do.
Okay,
I think so.
I'm out of touch with the youngster culture today. Yeah, the youngster culture.
Yeah. Millennials or Generation X.
I'm old. I'm old school, you know?
Right.
And so...
You're OG.
I'm OG, that's
shirt.
Right.
Yep.
Original Grimnir.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not the original Grimnir, but... anyway.
No. Pretty close, though.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to talk about this real quick.
Okay.
This is from The War Zone. February 23rd, 2021. American Airlines confirms encounter with unidentified cylindrical object over New Mexico.
What is this, from 1947?
No.
Oh, okay.
21st of February, 2021.
All right.
Less than 48 hours after our initial reporting on an outright strange incident involving American Airlines Flight 2292 as it flew at 36,000 feet over the northeastern corner of New Mexico on February 21st, 2021.
Uh-huh.
We have confirmation that the event in question did indeed occur and that it is being investigated by the FBI. What's the FBI?
That seems a little odd. Unless, of course, they think it was...
Weird.
If they think it was a drone.
Well, it says the incident involved pilots of the Airbus A320 being buzzed by an unidentified cylindrical-shaped object moving at high speed, which resulted in them querying the FAA's Albuquerque Air Route Traffic Control Center. The original recording of the incident went like this. Do you have any targets up here? We just had something go right over the top of us. I hate to say this, but it looked like a long cylindrical object that almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing moving really fast right over the top of us. The confirmation of the event comes to us from American Airlines on the day of the incident. We asked the company to confirm it and for any additional information regarding it, including after-action reports and if the pilots were able to discuss it. The first reply didn't support the evidence in hand, with a communications representative for the company replying, at this time, we do not have any indication the radio transmission was from the flight crew on board the American Airlines. What?
Okay, and they didn't talk about the size of this thing, or?
Let's see here. Following the brief with our flight crew, and this is the company again, following a debrief with our flight crew and additional information received, we can confirm this radio transmission was from American Airlines Flight 2292 on February 21st. For any additional questions on this, we encourage you to reach out to the FBI. So they did confirm it was authentic. Here, let me get you this link.
All right.
New Mexico, dude.
All right, well, if we're reaching out to the FBI, can I just call Mulder or Scully?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure there's probably an 800 number.
I mean, it sounds like an X-File.
I mean, this is huge. I mean, I got this because Clyde posted something on it.
Yeah.
This is huge.
Okay,
this
cool.
This is pretty big.
Yeah.
This is a big story because they're confirming this. I mean, this is the real... What they said. They're asking the control tower if there's any targets up here.
Yeah,
I
targets.
Mean, the pilots...
That's interesting
know
wording.
What this thing was. What?
It's interesting wording, targets.
Right. Why would they word it that way? That, you know...
Yeah.
Anyway, northeastern New Mexico, so grim... You might have some alien activity going on.
Oh, of course.
ET, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, sure. But it's interesting because if it's at 36,000 feet,
right.
I'm pretty sure your home hobby drones don't fly that high.
No, hell they don't.
They would be well out of radio controller range.
Yes, it would.
So that's interesting.
That's a huge, I don't know.
Yeah, so
I
that's
think
up there.
That... What?
That's up there in the Taos and Raton area.
Okay. Mountainous, kind of.
Yeah. Raton Pass is way up there, heading into Colorado, you know. So it could have been something out of Colorado Springs. You know, they do a lot of stuff.
No, it wasn't invisible. They report being buzzed by an unidentified cylindrical-shaped object moving at a high speed, which resulted in them asking the FAA in Albuquerque, their control tower, what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. I think
they felt it. They felt it and saw it. I'm pretty sure.
I think at that point I would have went ahead and called Colorado Springs.
If you're able to, they saw it because they said, and this is what the pilot said: "Do you have any targets up here? We just had something go right over the top of us. I hate to say this, but it looked like a long cylindrical object that almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing moving really fast right over the top of us." So, yes, they did see it.
Sometimes a cigar-shaped UFO is just a cigar-shaped UFO.
I mean, there's in that link, they have the a video there, if you want to listen to it yourself.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
They have those, you know. Anyway, I guess this happened. Here's a related story. This happened before. Let's see. It approximately, what date was that, though? A year before? A year ago? American Airlines. Close Encounter, blah, blah, blah. Des Moines, New Mexico? There's a Des Moines, New Mexico, really?
I guess. I don't know.
Huh.
I've never
anyway,
been.
This was in 2017, I believe. But anyway, it was connected to the other story, so.
Right.
It's not the first time it's happened in that area, apparently. It was very interesting.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be some kind of something. Revelation, I guess, about aliens and UFOs and all that.
Yeah, yeah. And whether that's...
I mean, they've been slow at getting that shit out to us, dude. They don't want us to think about that stuff.
Right.
I think. I don't know. I mean, I believe in it. I believe in the Roswell thing. I'm just saying.
Right.
There's a lot of evidence to suggest that there, you know, there's other life forms out there.
Sure.
That have better technology than we do,
right.
Obviously.
No question about it.
I mean, if they got long cylindrical objects flying at fast rates of speed, I mean, that could be the motherfucking ship, dude.
Yeah.
That could be, what, the Death Star or something.
Right. And, you know, Rob Zombie sang a song about it.
Right. let's just go here. Let's say they release some information, Grim, about UFOs and say they have made contact with the Greys and that they walk among us. What would you do? Would you do anything different?
No, I already know that's all happening.
Okay. So you're all good with it. You wouldn't freak out or...
I would not.
But what do you think other, like, normal, like, the sheeple?
Well, I think most people I probably understand that there are visitors from off the earth.
Yeah.
At this point in time, I think most people, you know, whether they've been shown the information enough or a lot of people have seen them themselves. I don't think that there's any reason to fear them because I think they've been here since the beginning, since at least ancient Egyptian times. And if they were gonna do bad things,
they were gonna wipe us all out. They would have done it.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much it.
If they had better technology than us, they could wipe us out. That's why I think deals were made with the U.S. with the world government or U.S. government, whoever the powers that be, they've made deals with these ETs.
Right, and it's possible that this global vaccination thing is to get people to hybridize. You know, they are the...
Who knows?
I don't
like the idea of the shot at all.
No, I don't either, but the stuff going in is modifying people's DNA.
Right.
I mean... It could be there to try and get you more on the, you know, the extraterrestrial, whatever you want to call them, aliens, interdimensionals, to get you closer to their DNA and get you to being more compatible with what they want to do with the planet.
Right.
Because I mean, look, if you were a visitor from another planet, and you'd been monitoring what's going on Earth for a long time, and you saw what the humans were doing to this poor planet.
I would be shaking my head.
Yeah, well, you might also want to change things. You might also want to say, all right, well, we got to put a stop to this because, we live here, too. You may not know we live here, but we live here, too. Or we're planning on moving here or whatever. So you might want to, modify the human's DNA to get them to be more comfortable in the environment that you require in order to live here. Which, there's been plenty of sci-fi about exactly that thing.
Right.
I don't know if you remember that movie, The Arrival, with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay. Anyway, so their intention was to heat up the planet because they liked it warmer.
Right.
but they could also make themselves look very, totally human. Exactly
right,
human.
Right. I believe they do that.
Yeah. So
I think some people in government are really ETs. Really
sure. I think there's a
and
lot.
And throughout time, I mean, I can think of several. I mean, some of these ones that aren't dead yet, that should be fucking dead, like Kissinger.
Yeah.
Come on, that guy can't be fucking human.
The Queen.
The Queen. Yeah, she can't be fucking human either. I mean.
Now, did her husband die when he went to the hospital?
No,
right?
He's still. But they cut him off from the adenochrome, and he looks like a walking skeleton. That's what happens when they cut you off from adenochrome. Because it's really addicting. So they have to monitor how much they give you. And some people get really addicted to it and start abusing it. Then they cut you off. And then you look like a walking skeleton.
Yeah,
like Bill Clinton.
That's when you got to start bathing in children's blood.
Well, that's where they get it from. They get it from adrenaline.
Yeah.
And from people or kids. And it's really gross and disgusting, and it's really, like, seedy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's run by the deep state, and that's why human trafficking exists and goes on.
Right.
It's
part of it. They could raise their own livestock herd of children if they wanted to.
Right, which I believe they've done that.
Or are
they've
doing
done that.
It.
They did that in Montauk, dude.
Yeah, and they may still be doing it. We don't know.
They probably are. I wouldn't. Nothing would surprise me. Seriously,
right.
I'm at that point where, I don't think it's desensitized. I'm not desensitized. I'm just like, what is next? You know what I mean? What the fuck else are they going to fucking do now? You know?
Oh, yeah.
But, it's just, uh-oh.
What?
Breaking news.
What's that?
Entire Federal Reserve payment system crashes.
Yeah, I saw that.
With banks unable to send or receive wires. All Federal Reserve settlement services suffered disruptions on Wednesday. Fed says that the massive outage was caused by an operational error. Systems affected form the backbone of U.S. banking and financial sector.
Oh, not just
great.
U.S. Global.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, I read that earlier over on Zero Hedge.
When did that happen?
Today, earlier today.
Oh, really? I didn't see anything on Twitter or nothing about it.
It was on Zero Hedge. Of course, that's pretty much economic site, obviously, from the name Zero Hedge.
So what does this mean? Is it still down? I guarantee you, anybody working at a bank right now is freaking the fuck out.
Probably.
Anybody working at a bank right now is freaking out. I worked at a bank before.
Right.
They get their money and everything. Everything goes through the Fed.
Sure.
Digitally. People aren't able to pay their loans right now or their mortgages right now.
Yeah.
If their mortgage payment was due today, they're fucking SOL, dude. All
right.
Seriously, this is huge. This is not a small thing, Grim. This is, they'll probably downplay it, but.
Yeah.
Do you have an article on it, too? The Zero Hedge one?
Yeah, I have a brand new one that they just put out. But I don't see where it says whether it's back up or not. It just says
I don't think it is. It just came out on Daily Mail, like, right now.
Yeah,
like,
well, Daily Mail's, you know, going to be behind.
They're a little slow. No.
Yeah, so.
But it's not on WEAU.
They don't want you.
My local Eau Claire, they don't want me to know that my mortgage payment won't go through today if I had to pay one. This is a massive disruption.
Yeah.
It says the U.S. system, or the system used by U.S. banks to execute some $3 trillion in transactions daily, began suffering outages at about 11:15 a.m. on Wednesday and remained out more than 3 hours later.
Yeah.
Our technical teams have determined the cause of the Federal Reserve operational error. We will provide updates. They sent an alert at 2:14 p.m. So they're scrambling right now. They're scrambling.
Here you go.
Okay, go ahead.
Around 2:30 p.m., FRBServices.org reported that after roughly an hour-long outage, the Fed Central Bank Services and Fed Cash were back to normal operations.
Oh, good. Okay.
While the little-used Fed Mail does not suffer a disruption, all other services listed as service disruption. And they got a list here. Account services, central bank still working. Check 21,
okay.
Check adjustments, Fed ACH, Fed cash, and Fed wire funds are still working. Fed wire security is not working, but national settlement was still working. So account services, which is probably where most of your ACH, course the Fed ACH went down to. That's what the most people, how they transfer. Which I wasn't even
right.
Really...
I have ACH.
Well, yeah,
they take out like for stupid like Prime or whatever. Well, I paid Prime a year ahead, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Whatever it might be. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not good, dude. That's just not a good thing that has happened.
Here's the thing. It says it appears that the Fed is down as all FRB services are currently offline, including ACH and Fedwire. Translation. The official establishment sanctioned method of transferring money in America is currently offline.
Right. that's huge.
It is.
Even for a couple hours, it's not a good thing to have happen.
But you know what's still operating?
What?
Normally?
What?
Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
That's a good thing. I mean, God. I like I.
And what do they what do they mean by operational error? Does that mean some guy put the wrong numbers in or something?
Probably. I don't.
Some guy pressed the wrong key somewhere down the line.
Yeah, something. But it was enough to like wipe it offline.
Yeah, Vinny, this
Someone's going to lose their job.
Vinny's asking or saying this isn't only a one-hour show. Well, it's scheduled to be a two-hour show. Today we're going to go short.
Okay.
Because, this is just an intro show, basically getting you familiarized with us and where we're going and where we want to go with this. But next week, when we move to a later time, then we'll go to a full 2 hours, maybe. let's call it open-ended 1 hour minimum.
okay.
I think that'll work best. We could take call-ins too. If you have a way.
Someone wants to call in, go for it. You got to get wire. We're not going to take call. You got to call in via wire.
Yeah, you got to be on wire, and you got to be connected with either myself or Moose.
Go ahead, call in.
And I will create a group for us, for the people, that we can dump them into, you know. Not dump them into, but put them into.
And we are going to be having another new show added.
Yes.
Redneck Dentist.
That's right. Redneck Dentist, and I'm not sure. I think he wants to start tomorrow, but I don't want him to start until Saturday at least.
Okay.
I got some work to do on his setup, and I got to talk to him some more on the wire.
Right. It takes a little bit to get set up.
Yeah, yeah. There's information that you need in order to broadcast here, which is, you know, cool. If you're not familiar with, let me grab his information and I'll share it with you. Because he's got, well, you'll have to decide, and we'll have to also decide as a group, here,
mm-hmm.
And it's whether you like to listen to him or not. Anyway, his name is Mike Harris, and he's talking to you, Moose Girl, on Ground Zero Chat, and he wants to do a show. He used to do one on Blog Talk as Dr. Homestead on there. He's a dentist, a retired veteran, a conservative, a Christian, and he's thinking about doing a podcast called The Redneck Dentist. He'll be talking about homestead stuff and do-it-yourself situation solutions, which sounds great. Also, simple survival stuff, which sounds great. And maybe sharing dental stories that are fun or funny. Of course, he'll talk about some of the stuff, some of the stupid stuff people say on Facebook and other social media sites. He believes in liberty, which is awesome. To be clear, he's not retired. He still works as a dentist, but he is retired from the military uniform services, and he'll probably tell some stories about his experiences there as well. So that'll be a new show coming up. It may be, and I think he wants to go, 2 days a week, Thursdays and Saturdays. And so once we get him set up, then that'll be terrific.
Account services are still down 2 minutes ago.
All right. Well, they said, this other thing. Oh, account services. Well, some of the services are up.
Oh, okay.
Just maybe not that one.
Yeah.
All right.
I just noticed that on Twitter here.
Okay.
But, it's crazy. I mean, oh my God, this whole mask thing and everything, and just, oh my God.
Right.
Crazy stuff. But anyway, I think there will be revelations regarding aliens and the government connection to them.
Probably so.
How can they hide it now, especially after this thing?
I don't know.
With the encounter in New Mexico. I mean,
well, I don't know. They've been hiding them all along, so, yeah.
Right. Crazy.
It is. All right, well, why don't we call it a show here? And we'll let you know what the new schedule is going to be for us and also for the Redneck Dentist. Coming up, we'll talk about it in the chat and mention it wherever else we can mention it, so that you're prepared for those shows, or this show and that show. We'll be back next Wednesday at some time. And and then on Friday, don't forget on Friday, we have American Dissonance with Vinny at... what time
is it? We're kind of confusing, but, you know, we're still hashing this out.
Yeah, yeah. That's all right, so, Don. I'll have the podcast up shortly. well, slightly shortly. So check out Vinny on Saturday, and then 1 p.m. Eastern, he says. On Sunday, you might have Redneck Dennis this Saturday. We'll find out. And if you do...
What time is he planning on doing his show?
We haven't even discussed the time yet.
Oh, okay, because I'm going to stream something on Saturday.
At night, though, right?
Yeah, at night.
Yeah. So he'll probably do it during
the day. It'll be the Kitchen Dwellers, if anyone's interested.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
And hopefully they're out there.
And Billy Strings is tonight, too. It's free, but I can still broadcast it, but you can watch it for free on Twitch, if you want.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
trying to keep you entertained with music. I mean, I'm trying to support musicians that have been out of work. It was only $15 for the Dweller show. So I try to support these musicians as much as I can.
Right.
They've been struggling. So
anyway, keep an eye on the schedule on Real Liberty Media. It is up to date and accurate as of today. Maybe not as of tomorrow. But I'll get it updated as quickly as I can. So keep an eye on that schedule, and we'll see what goes on there with that. I think that's all. You got anything else to say?
No, I think that'll do it.
Okay.
For now.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in.
Thanks everyone.
And hopefully this show will bring you some information that helps you throughout your daily lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right.
Peace.
Peace.